Hashtags. Hashtags always have a ninja-like proactivity to them. And essentially that's what hashtags can do, is collect together conversation. I've been down at EcoBuild this week, very much following the EcoBuild tag to try and get an idea of who's tweeting, who's social media active. We've also been using our own hashtag, which has been AJ Eco, more as an aggregation tag to be able to pull together all our content. That content's then been picked up by an RSS tag, RSS feed, and fed to a website. Yes, some of you out there, there is a danger to that, is that someone may hijack it. But in the sense of openness, I'm always curious to see when that happens and be prepared so that you can then take those measures when something like that happens. But initially, I'm just really keen on people being able to use a hashtag for point of information, for finding out what's going on, and also for directing media. But it's got me back into looking at hashtags that are passing through my Twitter stream, so the ones that my friends are using. And when there's a couple of friends using those, I'm curious to know where they are. So I filter out that hashtag. And one that I've been following over this weekend has been culture code. It's culture underscore code for the Twitter account, or hashtag, hash symbol, culture code, all one word, the tag. And what culture code is, it's taking place in Newcastle in the northeast. It's an arts council initiative, I believe, and it's bringing together coders and creatives and cultural organisations who have data that they want to be able to mobilise or visualise. One great example that's going on is, you've all seen the blue plaques on the walls of where famous people have lived or died or done a particular task, or artists have written books, or scientists, you know, developed certain theories in buildings. Well, all of that is in a database, and the organisations give access to that data to a set of coders and creatives, and they sit around and think, what could I develop? I've got this data. Because quite often the difficulty of building something and having some practical experience is actually having the context in which to apply that knowledge. So this is absolutely perfect. So culture code, have a look at that hashtag. A really good example of how people are talking about an event that's going on in a way that makes you want to visit the site. You're not going to find out exactly what's going on, but there are some really good social media practitioners there. There's at Documentally, Christian Payne. He's there on the ground. He was part of, I think he was doing an interview. I'm not sure if he was interviewed or being interviewed about his practice, but he was there making audio boos, posting those. So you can get a sense of what's going on by listening to the practitioners on the ground, who will be trying to pick out those really key, interesting people and just having a bit of a chat with them, similar to my kind of in-conversation stuff and the things that we've been doing on the ground. But have a look at that tag. The other one, as an example, of course, is the EcoBuild tag, and this is a completely different use in a way, and without any detriment to the people using that tag, probably a more naive and less experienced way of doing it. And it's interesting that that is within the business sector, and how the cultural sector, who have a history of conversation, of curation, of creativity, are finding it easier to be conversational through social technologies than maybe businesses, and they're still learning. I think there's a lot that business can learn from the cultural sector, a huge amount. So if you're listening to this because you've looked at the EcoBuild tag, there's been some fabulous activity. It was the third year that we'd been to EcoBuild, and the first year there was very, very little Twitter activity. Last year there was bits and pieces, but there's still a lot of I'm here, geolocation, status updates. Social conversation isn't about status, it's about knowledge. And this is where the social practitioners are incredibly valuable, because they can give you that little insight. So, culture code tag, have a look at EcoBuild tag. EcoBuild tag, have a look at culture code tag. And I hope you can both see kind of what I'm talking about. I'm at PCM Creative, at PCM Projects 2. I'm about to go for a swim. It's Sunday. The water feature is functioning. Snenton Market and its new Market Square is bright and inviting and fresh, and I'm so pleased that this has been developed for Snenton, because quite frankly it's about time. So again, hash culture code, hash EcoBuild. I'm gonna go and swim.